Okay, how about this? If you let me have Jake this Easter, you can have him the 4th of July and Labor Day.
No, no, that doesn't work for me at all. How about I give you all the Jewish holidays?
When did we become Jewish, Alan?
They're still holidays.
Chaim.
Charlie raises his bottle of beer to Judith and Alan.
Your brother's a schmuck.
What are they arguing about now?
It's actually kind of ironic. They're arguing about who gets you on what days.
That is ironic.
You know what ironic means?
No, but I trust you.
Charlie rolls his eyes.
What's ironic is while they're arguing about who gets you, I get you. And you know what? It's not such a big deal.
Uh-huh.
No offense, but let's face it, you're 10. I can't take you to Vegas. We can't double date. When was the last time you picked up a check, you mooch?
I'm almost 11.
Okay, I think we've got it. I get him Thanksgiving, you get him Halloween.
You get him Christmas Eve, I get him Christmas Day.
I get him Yom Kippur.
And I get Hanukkah.
They shake hands.
Hey, guys, I just found out. Jake's birthday is like in a week.
Charlie stares at them.
Shouldn't we make plans?
You're right, he's a schmuck.
What?
We know when his birthday is, Charlie. We were there.
But only one of us got a needle shoved in their spine.
You begged for that. Anyway, you, me, and Mom are taking Jake to a show at the Magic Castle.
You invited Mom?
You want to tell her she can't come to her only grandchild's birthday? Because believe me, I tried.
Oh, man.
Look at the bright side. Maybe we can bribe one of the magicians to get her sawed in half.
Or better still, thrown in a wood chipper.
Oh, and Judith and her sister are going to join us as well.
Which sister, the brunette or the blonde?
The brunette. Why?
Just curious. I never slept with a blonde.
And you're not going to sleep with the brunette again either.
Relax, that was 12 years ago.
Oh, thank you.
Let's just wait till we get a look at her now.
Men, men, men. Two and a Half Men, with ITFC audio description. Jake unwraps a present.
Happy birthday!
Magic set? Awesome!
Oh, how lovely. Perhaps he'll grow up to be a carny.
Rose crosses her fingers.
It includes 14 different illusions that will amaze and astound your friends. But of course, your friends may be smarter than mine.
Cool.
Have fun at the Magic Castle.
Aren't you coming with us?
Oh, I wish I could, but I gotta go to some clown's wedding. I'll try and come back for cake, okay?
Thanks a lot, Rose.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye, Evelyn.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Poor soul. I'm sure she meant well.
Now.
Open Grandmommy's present.
Jake opens a box.
Clothes?
Happy birthday.
Thanks a lot, but clothes?
Not clothes, darling. It's Calvin Klein.
No, it's clothes.
Believe me, sweetheart, the girls are gonna love you in this.
What girls?
All right, the other boys will be envious.
The other boys will beat me up.
Well, there's just no pleasing you, is there?
Evelyn stirs her Bloody Mary.
Almost ready? Judith and Liz will be here soon.
Liz, thank you. Boy, that would have been embarrassing.
Charlie, please don't make a bad situation worse. Judith and Liz have been at each other's throats for years.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's because Liz was always more popular. Maybe because Judith was smarter. Maybe, and this is just a theory on my part, it had something to do with the fact that Liz did my brother in the coat room at our wedding reception.
Well, no secret why she was popular.
Wearing a smart black and white shirt, Charlie crosses his bedroom.
At our wedding reception, Charlie, in the coat room, you were louder than the band.
Oh, you make it sound so sleazy.
I'm sorry. Class it up for me.
Okay, to begin with, we were on a mink coat. Goodbye.
Alan stalks out of the room.
And I was wearing a tuxedo.
It's an 11-year-old's birthday party. You could have at least put on a bra.
Some of us don't need bras.
Some of us have had husbands and children.
Oh, I've had husbands.
Liz wears a revealing red outfit.
And please, would you behave yourself with Charlie?
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't want a repeat of what happened in the coat room at my wedding reception.
Oh.
That was Charlie.
Judith rolls her eyes.
Hey, soul sisters. Come on in.
Hello, Alan.
Alan, you look fantastic. I guess single life really agrees with you.
Oh, well, you know, doing okay. Starting over. Landed on my feet. Like a cat.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hey, sweetie. Hi.
Hey, Aunt Liz.
There's my favorite nephew. Happy birthday, sweetie.
It isn't closed, is it?
Oh, this is a surprise.
Hello, Evelyn.
It's not a surprise. I told her.
You're looking very well, slimming down nicely.
Thanks. I recently dropped 160 pounds.
152. I take Pilates.
Peering around a wall, Charlie mouths wow as he checks Liz out.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, look what Aunt Liz got me.
Awesome.
I don't suppose you thought to buy him a safety helmet.
Hey, you ride with Aunt Liz, you take your chances, right, Liz?
Jake has been given a skateboard. Liz eyes Charlie up and down.
This guy? Are you sure?
A puzzled-looking Charlie turns away. The family are crammed into a people carrier.
Alan?
Yeah, Mom?
Now that we've seen the dove disappear up the Gracie man's sleeve, how about we stop for a little drinky-poo?
Mom, it's still Jake's birthday. We're going home for cake.
Okay. But first, a drinky-poo.
Don't you think you had enough to drink at the magic show, Evelyn?
Excuse me, darling, but some of us deal with our boredom and depression the old-fashioned, non-prescription way.
That's telling her, Evelyn.
Ah, now, see? This one gets me. Alan, you married the wrong sister.
Mom, why don't you lie down back there? Take a little nap.
Okey-dokey.
Evelyn lies down in the back seat. Charlie leans into Liz.
How can you not remember the coat room?
I remember the coat room. I just don't remember you.
How can you not remember me?
Do you remember everyone you've had sex with?
Of course not. But come on, we're practically family.
Okay, Dad, see this ring?
Uh-huh.
It's made of one unbroken piece of stainless steel.
I can see that.
And this one is just the same, I swear.
I believe you.
Now watch. One, two, three. Hold on. One, two, three. Ironic. Wait, don't look.
Alan, how are those magic fingers of yours?
I'm sorry?
I just have this kink in my back, and I was hoping you could give me one of your fantastic adjustments when we get home.
Sure, I suppose.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Wait a minute, his magic fingers, you remember?
Jake has hooked the two metal hoops together.
This is really weird.
Yeah. How can she not remember me?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Judith's sister's hitting on me.
She's not hitting on you, she's hitting on her sister's ex-husband.
But that's me.
Stop taking it personally. You said it yourself, they've been going at each other for years. And let's examine the current situation. Nothing Liz does with me is gonna make Judith any madder. I've already flown my mission. The only play she has left is to sleep with you.
Oh, well, that's not gonna happen.
Well, certainly not with that attitude. Now, come on, you can't say you've never thought about it.
Liz? No.
Alan, look me in the eye.
Okay, I'm looking.
Tell me you've never thought about being with Liz.
You know, you have very curly eyelashes.
Answer the question.
Come on, Charlie, it's my ex-wife's sister.
Exactly. Sisters are like the holy grail of recreational sex. Well, technically it'd be twins, but that's such a biological oddity, it's hardly worth pursuing.
Dad, pick a card.
Okay.
Seven of diamonds. Eight of spades.
No.
Ace of clubs.
No.
Is it black or red?
Evelyn sleeps on the couch. Judith sticks candles into the birthday cake and Liz tastes frosting.
We'll just have the cake and then we'll go.
You can go if you want. I'll have Alan drive me home after he adjusts me.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Alan.
You want him back, don't you?
No, I don't want him back. Then why do you care what I do with him? Look, if you're determined to do something stupid today, I'd actually prefer you do Charlie.
So would Charlie, but we can't always get what we want.
Wow, that's a lot of candles. He's still 11, right?
You want to deal with the candles, Alan? Is that what you want?
No, I'm fine.
So, Alan, when do you think you'll be ready for me?
Maybe after the cake.
Okay. You just say the word and we'll do it.
In high school, the word was hello.
Hmm?
Oh, don't pretend you don't know what she's doing.
Her back hurts, Judith. She just wants an adjustment.
Oh, she doesn't want an adjustment? And why do you think her back hurts in the first place?
So she does need an adjustment.
Alan, I forbid you to have anything to do with my sister.
Oh, really? You forbid me? Well, I've got news for you. We're not married anymore. You don't get to forbid me.
I'm warning you.
Oh, what? Warning now? What happened to forbidding?
Okay, just listen to me. If you so much as lay one magic little finger on Liz, you and I are gonna have a very big problem.
What are you gonna do, Judith? Divorce me? Marry me again and then divorce me?
Hey, you wanna see a trick?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Honey, huh?
Good evening, sir or madam. Have we ever met before?
So, Liz, the wedding reception, the coat room, did I ever say thank you?
I don't really remember, Charlie.
Well, let me just say, long overdue then, thank you.
Okay.
And not just for the one time. Over the years, I've actually used the mental picture of that night as lighter fluid when I'm... You know, barbecuing alone. Oh, come on, that's a compliment.
Jake plays with a ball and a plastic cup.
Hey, Grandma.
What?
Now, Madame, keep your eye on the magic ball. Watch closely. No, wait. Okay, now I'll take the magic ball from my left hand and put it into my right. See? Now I'll throw the magic ball back into the cup. Whoosh. You think it's under the cup?
Do I think what's under the cup?
The magic ball.
Very good, dear.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jake. Happy birthday to you.
Good Lord, how long have I been asleep?
Make a wish, buddy.
Jake blows the candles.
Ah.
Evelyn flops over.
I've already made my wish.
Don't you dare.
Oh, now we're daring? Warning, forbidding, and daring?
I want to talk to you.
Are you hearing this?
I'm trying.
Judith pulls Liz aside.
What is your problem?
You are my problem. What, you want to go for?
Why are they fighting?
Oh, they're not fighting. They're discussing.
I'm a child of divorce, Dad. I know the difference.
You're a selfish, hateful person.
Maybe you should go to your room.
It's my birthday.
Ironic, huh?
I hope you're right.
Rose wears a clown's outfit.
Sorry I'm late.
Actually, Rose, you're right on time. Here's $50. Take Jake to the arcade and don't come back to your out of quarters.
Okay. Come on, Jake.
Cool. So how was the wedding?
Oh, it was a circus.
Bye, honey. Have fun. You were always a cheap slut and you haven't changed.
Oh, I was the slut, Miss. Technically, I'm still a virgin.
Girls, that's no way to talk.
Judith glowers at him. Charlie pulls him back away from her.
Ever since we were kids, anytime I loved something, you had to take it away from me, but you will not take away my ex-husband.
You love me?
What? No, I'm trying to make a point here.
Judith, if I wanted Alan, I could have had him a long time ago.
What the hell does that mean?
You never told her?
Told me what?
Alan's lip quivers.
Oh, well, I mean, it's no big deal, really. It's just that... before I asked you out, I asked Liz out.
Wide-eyed Judith turns to Liz.
You lied to me?
If I'd said yes, you never would have dated him.
So I was your second choice.
No. Chronologically, yes. But in my heart, you were always first.
But in reality, you were second.
And you never told me this.
Well, you can kind of see why.
You know, this wouldn't have happened if you were twins.
Okay. You always wanted Liz? Go ahead. Here's your chance. Give her your little adjustment. And maybe while you're having a good time with my sister, I'll have a good time with your brother.
She grabs Charlie.
Beg pardon?
Oh, don't be coy with me, Charlie. You know we've always had sexual tension between us.
Really? I thought it was just regular tension.
Come on, I've seen you looking at my chest.
You looked at my wife's chest?
Hey, I'm a guy.
I will rock his world, Alan, I swear.
You're bluffing.
Oh, am I? Watch me. Come on, Charlie. Come.
Alan?
She's bluffing, Charlie.
Are you sure?
Trust me, she hates you.
Trust me, that doesn't always stop him.
Come on, Alan, I'll show you where it hurts.
Clear something up for me. Chiropractic adjustment, that's just a euphemism, right?
Right.
So we're really gonna do this?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I thought we were bluffing.
Liz leads Alan out of the sitting room by the hand. Charlie appears at the top of the staircase, followed by Judith, as Alan trots into the sitting room, Liz behind him.
Okay, we were bluffing.
Us too.
Liz smooths her hair, then raises her arms, palms up, as she glances towards Judith. The two women sit either side of Alan on the couch, watching Rose hop from side to side as Jake performs magic. He changes a red scarf into a blue one. The onlookers grimace at each other. Rose wiggles a piece of rope and hands it to Jake. Charlie plays the piano. Jake suspends the rope taut. Alan begins to clap. Jake smiles as the rope collapses in his hand. Charlie grins. Alan glances down at Liz's legs. Judith glares at Alan. He wipes his face with his palm. Jake holds a black cloth on a pole in front of Rose's legs. Jake lifts the cloth and one of Rose's legs has disappeared. Jake lowers and raises the cloth. Rose's other leg has disappeared. He raises the cloth again and both her legs are gone. Evelyn tiptoes in and gawps at Rose.
My God, that clown has no legs!
Okay, you see the coin?
You're supposed to say, have we ever met before?
Charlie shuts his eyes and shakes his head.
Just watch the trick, okay? We'll work on the pattern later. You see the coin?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I grab it with this hand, and I blow, and it's gone. Where do you think it is?
It's right here.
He pulls the coin from behind Charlie's ear. Charlie opens his hand and looks astonished.
How the hell did you do that?
Ironic, huh?
Men, 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 manly men, men.